Crook's Corner. What's up, y'all? Hope everybody's living their best life. Y'all know how we do it. We talk rap music. You know what I mean? I was going to talk about Royce da 5'9", Loaded Lux, and Black Thought's Funkmaster Flex freestyles. That's what I wanted to talk about originally. I wanted to talk about the freestyles they did on Funkmaster Flex show. But then I remembered it was March 9th. You know what I'm saying? And we all know that when it's March 9th, we got to pay our respects to the Notorious B.I.G. You know what I'm saying? Lunches, brunches, interviews by the pool. Hey. You know what I'm saying? So, let's talk about Big. On March 9th, 1997, Christopher Wallace, also known as the Notorious B.I.G., died in Cedar Sinai Medical Center as a result of 4 gunshot wounds to the chest and abdomen, man. Suffering from internal organ damage and blood loss. I read that somewhere. I think it was like an article. That's how they put it, you know. 4 gunshot wounds to the chest and abdomen, suffering from internal organ damage and blood loss. Cedar Sinai Medical Center. My Uncle Leroy died in that same facility, y'all. Cancer. My Uncle Leroy was 50 years old with a six pack. Tip-top shape. I thought he would live forever, you know. I think about him in Big every March 9th. Why? It's like some of my life experiences are tied together on 3-9. My love for family, my love for hip-hop, they both cross paths today, you know. Especially since, like I told you, my uncle died in the very same hospital. I remember the first time I heard Juicy. Biggie's talking intro struck me. Just the talking. Yeah, this album is dedicated to all the teachers that told me I'd never amount to nothing. To all the people that lived above the buildings I was hustling in front of that called the police on me when I was just trying to make some money to feed my daughter. And all the niggas in the struggle. You know what I'm saying? It's all good, baby, baby. Wow. Wow. That really spoke to me. And then he did something with no second thought. He did something that must have come natural to him. Something that today's rap generation rarely does. And when you point that fact out, you're labeled a hater. You're labeled an old head. If you tell them that they rarely do this. One thing that Biggie did, you know what he did? He paid homage to those before him. Those rappers and DJs who paved the way and kept the game alive long enough for him to have his turn. He gave him respect. It was all a dream. I used to read Word Up magazine. Salt and Pepper and Heavy D up in the limousine. Hanging pictures on the wall. Every Saturday, Rap Attack, Mr. Magic, Marley Marl. I let my tape rock till my tape pop. Come on. Very new to the game. Puff got the bag to push the movement. Big has the talent and star presence. And he has the culture in him. Yeah, he had the culture in him. Some were drawn in by the street energy, but not me. I seen and lived through enough street shit to last me 2 lifetimes. Grew up around too much murder, too much drug dealing, too many broken lives. I was smothered by the streets. The streets was the gravy and I was the biscuit. I'm trying to escape the streets, you feel me? That wasn't what pulled me in. What pulled me in as a fan was the answer to these 2 questions that I ask myself when I'm listening to every single rapper. 1, is he about the culture? 2, can he rap? Biggie checked both of those boxes for me in one song, Juicy. Juicy. He's paying homage to those before him. He's storytelling. His delivery unlocked the matrix of the instrumental. Every single beat has a true but hidden way that a rapper should deliver his or her rhymes to it. Every beat. It's the rapper's job to find it. He may never find it and still be able to create a dope song. But if he finds it, he's able to create a great song. Big found it, and he found it again and again and again. That's why I respect him as an artist, MC, and lyricist. It's March 9th. I think of my uncle. They called him Chief. He was the fire chief of the Inglewood, California Fire Department. He was the father figure I never had. He was the inspiration to my verse on Slaughterhouse's Goodbye. I love him dearly. I miss him. I watched him cross over to the other side with my own eyes. Standing right there in Cedar Sinai. Same place Big died. May they both rest in eternal peace.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.